Hello and welcome to Careless Minds. I'm Darren Turner, this is Philip Burford and Ryan Jolly. Today we're at the movies.
Are you feeling lucky, punk?
Well, kind of.
No, too soon.
Was that supposed to be Clint Eastwood?
Yeah.
That's pretty rubbish, that film.
Pretty rubbish.
So try again.
You've got to be more deep. Better if you have a Magnum in your hand as well. Not the ice cream.
Okay.
The gun.
Just the gun. Alright, I'll do it. Do you feel lucky, punk?
Still sounding like being sarcastic.
It sounds like he's slightly constipated.
Yeah,
it does
a bit.
I am actually slightly constipated today.
Punk!
Never mind.
Do you feel lucky, punk? That's good there.
Let's try it again.
Do you feel lucky, punk?
Yeah, it just sounds like you need like a lozenge or something.
It's like you're still constipated, but right at the end of the constipation. Do you feel lucky, punk?
Alright, one more for our listeners.
One more.
Do you feel lucky, punk?
Yeah,
I think
it's
got a bit
better.
More of a break between the lucky and the punk.
Yeah.
I feel like there's like a bit of a. Do you feel lucky, punk?
What film is it?
Dirty Harry.
Is it before 1990s?
1970 something.
That's
late
why.
70s.
Yeah, nobody likes films from the 1970s.
That's why I've never seen it.
Well, people who lived in the 1970s must
like. No, even they don't like them. They watch films now and they think, God, films suck so bad when I was younger.
I actually think films are worse now than they were in the past. I think 80s were the highlight of movies.
There's not even one good film made in the 80s.
There's loads of good films.
Name 17.
Predator, Alien.
Rubbish.
That's Aliens, not Alien. Terminator.
Rubbish.
RoboCop.
Definitely rubbish.
Good Morning Vietnam.
Never heard of
Full
it.
Full Metal Jacket.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of Full Metal Jacket.
Are you going to be mentioning all these in this week's podcast?
Some of them.
We're screwed, Ryan. We're not going to know anything now.
You need to boost up your movie knowledge.
Definitely I don't.
You do. You really do.
Is there anything on Twilight in the podcast?
Let me have a look. No.
Aww.
You've not picked any good films then, have you?
Well, you know.
Star Wars The Phantom Menace?
Once again, yes.
Wee.
Maybe.
That's all right.
Not being The Phantom Menace, but Star Wars.
It's one of the best Star Wars.
It is the best Star Wars.
Yeah. All the pod racing.
My favourite bit is when they're fighting and the laser shields come up.
Oh, yeah.
Free. He's waiting and then he sits down to meditate.
Oh, yeah. Where they have a little break.
Yeah.
Where they're like, time out.
No, they don't time out. Can't get to each other.
Well, personally, I think the best ever Star Wars character is Jar Jar Binks.
He is a cool character.
Yeah. I like that robot.
Which one?
The one that rolls.
Oh, yeah. I don't like that one. With the force fields. Yeah.
Specific one, not just any of them. That one at like 17 minutes of the first one.
Yeah. Going back to the force field bit in Star Wars, where they're separated, I think in today's criteria, they'd just go on the phone through it, wouldn't they? They'd not be like checking their Facebooks, checking into the Death Star or wherever they're at.
Taking a snap for Instagram.
And then the force fields come off and then they start fighting again.
Maybe they don't have mobile phones in the galaxy far, far away.
Of course they do, don't they? Got this futuristic technology. They got the iPhone 7.
By the way, I've just got to say, I don't actually think Star Wars Episode 1 is the best Star Wars. It's killing me inside to actually go along with this.
Darren's even got Star Wars Phantom Menace t-shirt.
Oh no, I just got no everyday Star Wars from the old 1977 Star Wars.
And those stars on that t-shirt, Ryan, aren't stars, it's dandruff.
It is actually dandruff. Anyway, let's start this podcast, shall we?
What are we starting it with, Darren?
We're going to start it with Would You Rather.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have a change.
Or Would You Rather.
Would You Rather?
Yeah, that's the one. I'm going to go for you, Phil, first.
Okay.
I know you're not a big fan of these films, but I'm going to mention them anyway.
Okay.
Would you rather be hunted by the Predator or the Xenomorph, which is the alien out of Aliens?
It's an easy one for me, let down. I would rather be hunted by the Xenomorph. I'll tell you why. The Predator seems way more cleverer than any alien that I've seen. Predators are just badass. Whereas Xenomorphs, you think, they're kind of more animalistic. And yeah, they're still good and they're hunters, but not quite as hunterific as Predators.
Yeah. Hunterific is the correct word.
It is, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. Hunterific. Yeah.
What about you, Ryu?
I've not watched either of them, so I'm just going to pick the opposite of Phil and pick the Predator.
How have you gone through your life about watching Predator Alien?
I've told you I only watch good films.
They are good films, they're classics.
Nah.
Anyway.
The only film from that era that's any good is Pulp Fiction.
That's not from that era.
Yeah.
Predator and Alien are from the 80s. Oh, Alien's from 1979. Pulp Fiction's 1994.
Pulp Fiction's the oldest film I watch.
That's really sad. Anyway, I would choose the Predator to be hunting me. I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because the xenomorph impregnates you with those like the eggs and other face huggers.
Yeah.
Can you imagine getting one of those little aliens ripping through your rib cage?
Is that separate to the alien though?
But kind of, but when the alien hunts you and puts you in like this bubble. Dewy thing,
yeah.
Bubble. It was a gooey thing where the face hugger lays its egg down your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Just
yeah.
Your chest.
That was pretty grim, that film.
No, true. Yeah.
It is a pretty grim. It is a horror film.
I still reckon I could outsmart them.
I'm not convinced you could outsmart either of them, if I'm being perfectly honest.
I don't think anyone could, of course, both of them are meant to be
really
intelligent.
Didn't they both get outsmarted in the film?
Yeah, by humans.
Lol, yeah. Human. Arnold Schwarzenegger's in The Predator, isn't it?
Yeah.
Get
to the chopper! That's his most famous saying.
Get to the chopper! It's not his most famous saying.
In that film, it is.
I'll be back.
I thought you were going to say, I'm back.
I'll be back.
Anyway, would you rather visit Middle Earth or Oz from Wizard of Oz, obviously?
Oz.
Middle Earth's a bit too ye olde fashioned, and swords and shields and ogres. No.
There's nothing there. Just like you got Ministerious, yeah. The big. What about Rivendell with all the waterfalls and
stuff? The arrogant elves, no.
Yeah, I think I'd go for us. A bit more colourful and flying monkeys. They could steal things.
Yeah.
You could train a flying monkey, Darren.
Yeah.
I would actually say Middle Earth.
Oh, what a surprise. I'm stunned, listeners. I'm stunned.
I'd love to visit Shire.
The Shire?
Where the hobbits live.
You're to live in the Shire.
I didn't say I want to live there. I just said I want to visit there.
You wouldn't be able to get in any of the buildings.
Yeah. Too tall.
I'd just have a little chat with the hobbits and just smoke some weed.
They wouldn't like you.
Smoke some weed.
That's what hobbits do.
I don't remember seeing that in the film.
Yeah, they have those big
roll
paps.
Roll
up
a fat blunt.
Oh, right.
What do you think's in those paps?
Oh, man, close the door. And
time for 11s, man.
I see a hobbit with dreadlocks.
Whoa, man, that ring, it's floating.
I'm seeing wizards.
Oh dear.
Anyway, next one. Would you rather be a movie star or a rock star, Philippe Bioff?
Oh, it's a difficult one, isn't it? But
you think? I thought you'd.
I think I'd pick the music star. Yeah. Bit, yeah. You know, I'm quite big on music. Movie. Although I would like to be a movie star, I don't think I'd be very good at it.
You wouldn't be very good at being a rock star.
No, I reckon.
No.
I'd be a good idol for little teenagers.
You're not rock and roll enough, Phil. You're too boring.
Too boring.
Yeah. You need to smash up a hotel.
Rock and roll. Everyone be going.
Need to throw a TV out of a window.
You're a drummer as well, so you're like the least famous person in the band.
Drummers can be lead singers too.
Not often.
A couple of bands.
It's very rare.
It is
very
rare.
I don't know any drummers that are lead singers, but many.
I couldn't even hardly name any drummers. Maybe like two.
Yeah.
What's that bloke called in Def Leppard? And he's only got one hand.
Oh yeah, one hand Pete.
What's that Pete? Yeah. I'm sure that's not his name.
Changed it by default.
Yeah. What about you, Ryu?
I think I'd go for Rockstar as well. I also wouldn't be very good at either of them, but...
Would you bust out a six solo?
Yeah.
Can I use six?
I'd slay some people on my axe.
I bet you don't.
I think I would go for Movie Star.
Yeah.
To be honest. I don't know. Anyway, number four. Would you rather date Harvey Hepburn or Marilyn Monroe?
Harvey Hepburn.
Andre.
It's a brother.
Yeah. You know who these people are, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. He was a second man. Say it again.
Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, Marilyn Monroe. Yeah, she's quite your classic blonde beauty.
I think she's overrated.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd go for Marilyn Monroe. So. Yeah.
I'd go for Harvey Hepburn.
Hella Hepburn. It's changed now.
Harvey Hepburn.
Andre.
Andre Hepburn.
Yeah. That's what I said.
You didn't say the Hella. What did it say the first time?
Harvey.
Harvey.
I actually say Harvey.
Harvey and Harley Hepburn.
The brothers Graham.
Yeah. Sure would date Harvey Hepburn as well.
Yeah, go for
coming with me,
yeah.
Sucker.
Would you rather date Jennifer Lawrence or Scarlett Johansson? Ryan.
Well, that's actually a difficult one.
Not Ryan.
Yeah. I think I'd go for Scarlett Johansson.
Do you reckon? For what reason? Because we know all know you like Jennifer Lawrence.
I do like Jennifer Lawrence, but I like Scarlett Johansson more.
Yeah. See,
got a cool surname as well.
Yeah, she has got a cool surname. Yeah.
No, it's quite a cool
surname. But if you marry her, then you're taking that away from her.
I could.
Scarlet Jolly. She completely changes.
I could take her surname.
Yeah, you could do it. Ryan Johansson.
Mm.
Sounds quite a awesome. I never used to like Scarlett Johansson, but as nice as Jennifer Lawrence is, I reckon she would dominate me too much.
It's not necessarily a bad thing.
But I don't mean dominate in that sort of sexual sense, but I don't know, she looks like she'd be very controlling, so yeah, I'd go for Scarlett Johansson. She's got a nice sort of buttony type nose. Nice red hair.
Lots of people always go for the button nose.
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson.
She's got red hair in the Avengers.
I know, but it just suits her. It's nice. I'd say to her, if you keep that red hair, then we've got a deal.
Yeah.
I just think her outfit in Avengers suits her.
Yeah, we all know that skimpy, tight leather.
Oh, yes.
That's why I like that Friends episode with Ross and his leather pants so much.
That is exactly why I love that episode. Next one. You're in a street fight. Who do you want on your side? Bruce Lee or Jackie Chan? Phil. Oh,
that's either that one.
Yeah, Jackie Chan's more comical, isn't he? More of a comical kind of guy. Bruce Lee, I pick Bruce Lee. Yeah,
Bruce Lee, definitely.
Yeah,
not that Jackie Chan isn't a talented martial artist in his own right. He definitely is.
Yeah, no, it's
not
good.
Just all for show or anything. But
yeah.
Bruce Lee, come on.
Yeah,
come on.
Jackie Chan is quite old now as well. Mind
well,
you.
Bruce Lee's quite dead. I thought we were talking about them in the prime. I don't want Bruce Lee's corpse with me.
Swinging it around.
Put on Sphinx's scale.
Yeah.
Would you rather live in Tim Burton's, Joe Schumacher's, or Christopher Nolan's Gotham City?
I don't know the difference between
them. Oh, okay.
I've only watched the good ones.
Tim Burton's very... You know Tim Burton, he does...
No.
Tim Burton's very gothic.
Yeah.
Like,
lots of swirls and patterns. And...
I'm going to go for Nolan, because it's the only one I really know.
Mm.
I can't believe you don't know.
I think I'd go for Tim Burton's. It seems like a nice little sort of universe that he's got. Nice swirly gates, and you know, it just suits it. Mm. Yeah, it's nice.
I think he's Gotham City's a bit dark as well, though. I thought you would go for Joe Schumacher's, actually.
I don't know who that is. That's,
it's Ralph Schumacher's brother.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Michael Schumacher's brother,
yeah.
Is that?
Well, obviously, Batman Ralph Forever. Schumacher's is
No, that was Tim Burton. Batman Forever's Tim Burton.
No, it's not. It's Batman Forever and Batman and Robin. That was Joe Schumacher.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
God,
that's
like
why
right.
Batman and Batman Returns is so different than Batman Forever.
Right. I just thought Batman Forever did have a Tim Burton feel.
No. It was the least Tim Burton film I've ever seen.
For all the listeners, Phil's Googling it now.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
right.
Going to put my money on Darren.
Yeah, it is right, yeah. I really thought that was Tim Burton.
No, it's not.
No. Yeah, it's a close one between them two then, but yeah, Tim Burton.
I go for Christopher Nolan because it's just a normal American city.
We know how much you love normal life, Darren.
But I think I'll get annoyed with all the lights in Joe Schumacher's Gotham, and Tim Burton's just seems a bit dark and depressing.
Yeah, I like
so
it.
I think I would just go for Christopher Nolan one, just a normal American city.
Just New York, basically.
Yeah, good choice, Darren.
I think
good
it's
choice.
More of not New York, what's it called? Boston.
Boston.
Yeah, Boston. No, not Boston, Chicago.
Chicago.
Chicago is pronounced.
Yeah.
Chicago.
Chicago. I'm going to beat that out, Darren. Beat that out.
Classic.
Would you rather live in the Harry Potter universe or the Star Wars universe?
It's a tricky one.
You better pick the right answer, Bill.
Yeah. Star Wars, I don't know.
Star Wars is all doom and gloom.
It is,
the Empire taking over. And it's not good.
Yeah, but they've got the right death kind of creatures in Harry Potter that float around and suck you. Energy of soul.
I go for Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, a trillion percent.
Yeah.
Star Wars doesn't even register on the meter.
It's been a long time since I've seen Harry Potter, but in Harry Potter universe, just this universe, but with magic.
Mm, how awesome's that?
Yeah.
When he gets giddy when you mention Harry Potter, it's his buzzword.
It is.
Cheers him up. Kiss first.
Everybody says I like the guy from Harry Potter, the twins.
Yeah.
Voldemort. Yeah, yeah.
Voldemort.
You're just saying that because I don't have a nose.
I would actually like to point out that it's quite amazing that I choose Harry Potter because I am a big sci-fi fan as well.
Yeah. But you're not overly a Star Wars fan, if I must say. Really.
Star Wars is probably the worst sci-fi that I've seen. Yeah. Still good.
We're going to get so much hate for this podcast.
What? There's nothing wrong with not preferring Star Wars.
No, there's nothing wrong
with loads of sci-fi. Star Trek. Stargate.
Anyway, next one. Would you rather have a ban on all movies or video games, Ryan?
All movies. Who's got time to watch a movie, Phil? Like 3 hours.
It's true, I know.
Yeah, but
I know.
Video games take much longer. Yeah, I've got a video game. Yeah, but because you, I'm going to play another on it. Then you end up taking up like 4 hours and doing nothing with my day.
You play weirdo games though, Darren.
Fallout.
Chat room. Nobody plays Fallout.
Yeah, I think I'd have a ban on video games though. I don't really play too many video games, so a movie for me. Are we including TV series in this as well?
No.
No, okay. Yeah, I'd still put a ban on video games.
I think I'd have to agree with Phil on that one.
You're both wrong.
I love movies, so they take you away from a stressful world and take
you to video games.
I don't get as stressed watching a film compared to playing a video game. I hate getting chased in a scary video game, like Silent Hill. Can't do it.
I do like myself some Silent Hill.
I don't like being chased.
I must admit, I don't like Resident Evil games. I probably wouldn't play any jump scare games either, but I really like the games.
I love them. I love horror games.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Don't get off
them. Yeah, I do get off on them.
Slenderman!
Well, things he could do with those long arms.
And those tentacles that it has when you finally see.
Yes.
Yeah. Last one. Would you rather be Batman or Spider-Man? I know this is more comic book than movies, but...
Ooh.
Spider-Man does have powers.
Spider-Man actually has powers, doesn't he? Batman's just like really rich.
Mm. Well, if you go off the cartoons... Oh, he does have powers. But he doesn't shoot webs out of his wrist like he does in the films.
Shoots out his ass.
Shoots out his ass, yeah. He's got canisters around his wrist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, shoots from his wrist.
He can still climb up the walls and he's got his spider sense.
I was wondering if he, in the movies, if he slits his wrist, would webs come out?
If only you would think about it.
Yeah.
So disturbing.
It's kind of disturbing that far.
You need lobotomizing.
Batman is pretty cool though, but I think I'd go for Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Be cool. Yeah. Flying through Manhattan.
Yeah. What can Batman do? Oh, I'm wearing a cape and I've got some money.
He's rich.
Really rich. Gets all the hot girls as well.
I suppose.
Nah, well, for Batman. The reason Ryan's just said, I'm going to have to pick Batman.
You're very
you're very dark. That means my parents have been murdered. Okay, that ends. Would you rather? Well, we're going on to fat and fiction now. First one. The first ever moving footage was filmed in Leeds, England. Bill.
I'm going to say that's fact. I think I briefly remember the first footage. Was it of like a train coming towards the people?
No, that's a very early one. Oh, that was filmed in France.
Well, that's the first one then, right?
No.
Oh.
It's not the first one, but that is very early. That's famous because it scared loads of people. They all thought the train was going to come out of the film and crush them.
I'm going to say fact. I reckon it's filmed in England.
What do you think?
Fact.
It is actually a fact. It was made by a Frenchman called Louis Le Prince. He was living in Leeds at the time. Weird thing about him, he disappeared on his way back to England after visiting his family in France. No one knows what happened to him. Just disappeared.
Vanished.
Yeah, just vanished. He was on a train. Right. Never made it off the train.
Right.
Yeah. Strange.
Wow, that's interesting.
Weird.
I think that's interesting.
Weird. Coincidence?
Maybe not. Maybe not.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's one for Phil's theories.
Yeah, that could be a good Phil's theories. The first idea for the time machine in Back to the Future was a fridge.
The first idea before they even made it?
When they wrote it.
Oh, yeah.
They wrote it with the time machine being a fridge, not a DeLorean.
I don't know. Sounds pretty weird.
Have you watched it?
I don't think I've seen Back to the Future, no.
Why have you gone through life without watching all these great movies?
It's not a great movie, is it?
I don't really like Back to the Future, I must admit. Overrated.
I'm dying inside.
Got a vein in his head.
I might have watched it years ago, I just don't remember it. It's clearly not made an impression on me, Darren. It can't have been that good.
Brilliant.
I'm going to go for fact.
I reckon that's fiction. I don't think that's true. I think it was probably something weird, but I don't think it was a fridge. I think you're going to twist us here and tell us that we were close, but not close enough.
There's no twist in here, Phil. It was actually a fridge.
Oh.
They actually changed it to a car because they were afraid that children would lock themselves in fridges trying to go back in time.
Oh.
I knew that.
Well, what children. About driving a car? They could just get in a car and drive it into a wall.
Well, you need keys for a car. I don't think many children know how to hotwire a car.
Some people need keys to a fridge.
Like, who somebody needs keys to a fridge?
I've never seen a fridge with keys.
A fat person that's been banned from eating food, so they like the fridge, so they can't get in it.
Yeah, but I think he's more one of the kids will probably go into a fridge and then drive a car at 88 miles an hour.
Okay.
Right. George Lucas wanted Jar Jar Binks to be in Return of the Jedi.
So that's an older one. But he wouldn't have done a very good job with the technology, I think. I'm going to say it's a fact.
Right. I read a really interesting theory about Jar Jar Binks on the internet.
The Darth Jar Jar.
I bet it's a Sith.
Yeah. It seems silly when you say it out loud, but when you actually read the story and the evidence that they put into it.
Yeah.
I actually believe that. That
I believe anything you, Darren.
That he was meant to be a Sith.
Yeah.
It just seems like it could be plausible.
Mm.
What are you going with? Fact or fiction?
I don't know. It seems like it could be true. Like you said, maybe they couldn't implement it properly back then. Prosthetics and all that sort of stuff has come a long way, so I'm going to go for fact as well.
It's fiction. Just made it all up.
Oh, damn.
The first ever film to use sound was a film about a jazz singer who actually goes blackface through most of the film.
That one I'm not sure about. So I'm just going to take a guess at fact.
Darren's eyes are telling me it's fact. I'm going to go with fact as well.
It is actually a fact. Both right. It was the jazz singer from 1927.
Ooh, too old, that
rubbish.
And I've not seen it before you ask.
Is it up there for one that you want to watch?
I don't know. It doesn't sound that good to me.
No, it doesn't.
I don't know. It might be a great film. It'd be a classic. But
it could also suck, Darren.
Exactly. Right, I've seen a film which I really enjoy called Metropolis, which was made in 1921.
Oh, yeah, I've seen bits of that.
Yeah.
It was good, though.
A really good film.
Really good, like, backgrounds moving, and it looks like they're actually in a nice. Yeah, I've actually seen that.
Fantastic film.
It's quite got a good first time. Yeah. Isn't it where they shoot the moon down? Or is that not that one?
No, that's Trip to the Moon.
It's a similar one.
Made in 1902 or something
like
that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
it's good, clever use of backdrops and stuff.
Yeah, it is really good.
That was real good.
We're not convincing, right?
I don't know. In the failed Superman film, Superman Lives, they were going to have Tom Cruise playing Superman, Phil.
I'm going to
go... Tom Cruise in the cape and the red tie headshot.
What year was this film supposed to come out?
1999, I think.
He's a bit small, though, isn't he? I'm going to go with fiction.
Fiction.
I don't know, it's quite popular, isn't it?
He is, yeah.
They make him look tall all the time with his... high heels or whatever it is that they do, camera trickery.
He does play Ethan Hunt in Mission Impossible.
Yeah, they also have him play Jack Reacher, who's supposed to be like 6'8" in the boots.
Yeah,
I really don't like that film.
The books are amazing. I've not watched the film because I don't want to be disappointed.
The film was good. I've never read the book, so I don't really know.
I'm going to mix it up here and I'm going to go for fact.
Ryan's right. No, he's not. Sorry. Sorry, I just messed that up. Phil, you're right. Ryan, you're wrong. It was actually going to be played by Nicolas Cage, out of all people.
Oh, that would have been
Nicolas
Cage. That would have been amazing.
That would have been amazing. Imagine Nicolas Cage playing Superman.
I'm a vampire, I'm a vampire. I'm Superman.
Three all, Ryan. Three all.
He's catching up. He might win this.
Well, he might.
You afraid? Very afraid. The film Terminator was meant to be played by O.J. Simpson, right?
I mean, a fact.
Can you see O.J. Simpson as a Terminator?
I can only see him sat down in that court, guess.
He was in a Naked Gun.
No.
You watched Naked Gun, didn't you? Remember you liking that film?
No, I watched it. Oh, yeah, I remember. It's like a spoof, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a spoof one. I'm going to go with Ryan in this. I'm going to go with fact, because I'm not actually sure, but Ryan seemed pretty confident, so fact.
It was a fact. Director James Cameron thought he couldn't see a nice guy like O.J. killing anyone, so he changed it to almost. At first, he wanted to change it to somebody who's skinnier, so he can blend in. Now, Schwarzenegger was meant to play Kyle Reese, the actual hero of the film.
Have you seen Terminator,
either? Maybe not. I've watched Terminator 2.
You're hurting my soul.
Darren's dying a sight. I think I've seen
Terminator 2.
Brilliant,
Terminator
2.
One of the
best films ever made.
The car chase was alright, the motorbike chase, but other than that, there's not really much going on.
Brilliant. One of the best action films ever made.
No.
Still holds up today. Not even close.
Die Hard 2.
Not even close.
Both of those are better than Terminator.
No, not a chance.
Yeah.
No. Star Wars Story was loosely based off a Japanese samurai film.
It sort of makes sense with the lightsaber battles, wouldn't it? I'm going to go with fact.
Are you?
Yeah, I was thinking fact, but I wanted to go with whatever Phil didn't go with. I was hoping to go with fiction. I do feel that it could be true, that. So I'm going to go for fact as well.
It is a fact. The film was 1958's Hidden Fortress, which was made by one of my favourite filmmakers, Akira Kurosawa.
Five all, Ryan.
The film Trainspotting had to be dubbed for its American release because Americans couldn't understand the Scottish accent.
That could very well be true, couldn't it?
It could be.
I'm going to go for true. It sounds like something that happened.
I'm going to say that's fact.
It is also fact. Oh, it's also true. And it wasn't the only film that had to be, only English-speaking film that had to be dubbed. Mad Max had to be as well, because I couldn't understand the Australian accent.
Oh, yeah, I suppose that makes sense. I don't like that film either. Mad Max. Have you watched Mad Max? Or any of them?
The first one, no.
Any of them?
Yeah, I like any of them.
Have you not watched any of them?
I do. I can see why you don't like them, because they're not masterpieces, but they're
just like cheesy fun. And like Independence Day, and that is a masterpiece.
Yeah, like Independence Day. Independence Day. Propaganda rubbish. Christian Bale is actually scared of bats, like his character in Batman Begins.
Christian Bale.
You do know Christian Bale?
Yeah, I know who he is. I'm just trying to think, would he be fearful of bats?
Yeah, quite a tough guy, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. I'm going to go...
Just because he's a tough guy doesn't mean he's not going to be scared of bats.
I think he's trying to double bluff us here, and I think we're going to go with fact. No. I'm going to go with fiction. I'm going to say faction.
Faction.
Fiction. Can't have them both, Phil.
Fiction. It's a fiction, that name.
Ryan?
He's quite a tough guy. You wouldn't think he'd be scared of bats, would you? I wouldn't think so.
Tough people can be scared of little things as well.
He's not scared of sheep, that's for sure.
Right. Oh, that's Casey Welch. Yeah. Not like it. Love it.
You wouldn't think so, would you? But somebody's telling me it's a fact. I'm going to be very risky and I'm going to go for fact.
You got that one right?
Yes!
Ah, double bluff you. Phil, you get that.
Yay. Don't do that to Ryan, it sets him off. 7-6, Ryan. What are you going to do?
And now the final question. There was a planned sequel for The Gladiator where Maximus, Deus Meliodas, fights the gods to go back to Earth. Ryan.
Fiction.
I'm going to say that's fiction as well.
It's hard to believe, but it's actually right.
Really?
There was a planned sequel where Maximus fights the Roman gods.
That's so odd compared to the original. It's...
I know. That's probably why it was never filmed.
It sounds like Clash of the Titans.
It was a stupid idea, but there was actually a script type there.
Seen Gladiator,
but...
really?
You've never seen Gladiator? Gladiator is a good film.
What the hell is wrong with you?
7-6, Darren.
7-6. Phil, you've won.
So that's it? The end of the quiz?
That's it.
I win. Yay, I win.
Yay!
Right. Screw you, you've lost your winning streak. It's a game changer, this one.
Maybe.
Woohoo! Now we go to Area 52, which I'm going to call the cutting room, just for this podcast.
The cutting room? Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
That's why we call it.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's easy, don't it?
I don't get it, but go on, yeah.
Cutting room's where they go to cut out all the bits of the film.
Oh, you're making it movie related. Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
So we're gonna cut that bit out of the reel, so it makes a better film, is what you mean.
Oh, yeah. Cut it out of the reel of life.
Yeah, it's good
though.
High five for picking up.
No, I'm not doing it. I don't do high five, sorry. So, what would you put in the cutting room, Phil?
I am going to put in something little, but it really irritates me this week. And it's the glue on toilet rolls. When you get a brand new toilet roll and you put it, you know, in the little reel, you're obviously on the toilet at this time when this happens normally. You run out at the time of need. And you have to carefully pull the toilet roll away from the glue. But it never ends up going right. You always end up getting the second layer or the third layer because the glue has seeped in through the toilet roll. So,
I think I've never had that problem.
I've never had that problem either. Maybe because
you
don't change the toilet rolls in your house.
Change them on frequent basis.
It never comes off clean where you just go, yeah,
you
okay,
don't try and
go.
Peel it off.
Go on, how'd you do
put
it?
Put your finger in behind it and rip them.
But sometimes they're that tightly woven, you end up putting your finger and making a dent in the whole toilet paper in order to
So
get
what?
It. Yeah, but then you've got like bits missing in your toilet paper. You might get it on your hands when you wipe.
I've never had that problem.
Well, yeah. I don't want glue on toilet paper. Thank
you
very
much.
I don't know, put an elastic band around it. So, yeah, it's the glue on toilet roll.
I mean, I can see why it would be annoying. I've just never experienced it.
You've never done it? Well, you've ripped and you've gone, oh, I've only ripped half of it. And the other.
Maybe I have, but I just don't pay that much attention to my toilet roll when I just rip it around.
And I do rip half of it. I just think,
oh, sometimes you get, like, midway through until you get a decent piece.
I've never got midway through.
I think you probably need to change your toilet roll.
I don't buy expensive toilet rolls, so maybe that's why.
I don't buy expensive toilet rolls either.
Mm. I don't think I do.
Don't buy his Andrex extra soft
fruit. Extra cushion. Quilted. Yeah. Scented.
Yeah. I need that. Well. I need the cushion you feel on my buttocks.
Are you going to throw it in, right?
No, I'm going to leave it in.
Really?
It's a good part of the film.
Doesn't bother you?
Good part. My favourite part of the film.
What about you, Darren? Are you not going to...
No, I'm not going to throw it. Because I think you need the glue on it. Else it's just
I can't think of an alternative scenario where you'd be able to keep your toilet rolls together.
I don't think elastic band would be.
No, I think that's actually quite a ridiculously bad idea.
Well, something like that. Or just not as much glue then. They put like a shed load of glue on it.
I don't think they put any more than necessary. They keep the cost cut right down as minimal as possible. So you're getting the minimum amount of glue there, I reckon.
So you're not pushing.
Especially on cheap toilet rolls.
I suppose you could have like a box like you do with Kleenex where you just pull it out.
That's really not a good idea. Why? She wants a box of toilet rolls lying around.
You just have it near your toilet, don't you?
Mm.
Just have it like on a stand. You can put that some fancy cover over it so it doesn't look like a toilet roll. So, like they do with that doll. Mm. The toilet roll.
So you're not allowing it?
No, I'm not allowing it because I think we need glue on our toilet roll.
There'll be some listeners now going, I know what he's going on about. That guy makes total sense.
They would be, but
these two are next to me are idiots.
I don't know.
No, it's possible, but not likely. Funnily enough, my issue for the cutting room is also bathroom related.
Is it?
Yeah.
Weird, is it?
Bathroom related today. People who...
It's always people, isn't it?
Always people.
They always start to say, people, what really grinds my gears is people.
You just don't like people, do you? Human race, that's what you want to put in.
But this one, actually, I'm surprised I've not come up with sooner because this really, really annoys me.
Okay.
People who... use the toothpaste, but squeeze it from the middle of the toothpaste.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Rather than the bottom.
The bottom
so you go to use the toothpaste, and there's like a damn handprint on it, because someone just got hold of the toothpaste with the whole hand and just gone, and squeezed it on there.
And it's all at the back, and you've got to do that little slow process.
It takes a bit half an hour to squeeze it all through.
Yeah.
Got to the point in my last house that it was annoying me that much that I started to buy, you know, the solid plastic tubes that you just get with press a button.
Yeah.
I had to just transfer over to them because I was going into work in fits of rage. It took me half an hour to arrange the
right, like cutting sessions
to work before I went into work. So that's mine.
I can see that but I always use the tubes, the plastic tubes that you just put press the thing.
Yeah.
I never
I've transitioned to them just to my blood pressure down.
But saying that, I did used to take. I used to have the whitening paste as well. You couldn't get them in the tubes, so I used to have it for that. But I never really noticed, to tell you the truth.
I this morning was at the last tether of the tube, and it was all at the back, and I had to do that rolling process. And you always miss them. And you're like, maybe I could get another day out of this, but I don't know. Yeah, it is quite irritating. But I would throw in people that do it, not just the tubes, just people.
You can't just throw all the toothpaste away, can you?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'd...
This is specifically a very selfish thing to do. You're just using the toothpaste in that moment with no regard for anybody else in the future who needs to use that toothpaste. Sometimes you need the toothpaste, Darren. You need the toothpaste and you're in a rush and you don't have time to fart around with the roll of toothpaste. Yeah. I need the toothpaste.
Yeah.
I need it.
I'll allow it. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I think I'll allow that one.
Yeah.
I think mine's going to have to be computer updates. I can't stand them.
Oh, Darren has a problem with his laptop. Yeah, updating.
I just don't
think... Any updates at all for any computer program? What about your antivirus update?
Okay, I can understand the antivirus program.
You're talking like your PlayStation as well, aren't you?
Yeah, PlayStation.
You want to play a game quick.
You want to play something that's like, please update. No, I don't want to update.
Let me put forward this scenario for you, Darren. These updates are very important, not only to close security holes that have been found in the software, but also to get rid of glitches.
I don't mind a glitch, too.
Yeah, but you don't play online, do you? So how annoying is it when someone gets out the map and they're shooting you, like you used to be able to do on COD 4, you can't even see them, and you're like...
Yeah.
Keep running back like an idiot trying to get them, and you can never get them because they've got the spot.
My only thing with it is, on my laptop, for instance, when it is updating, sometimes it goes on forever, that little spinny thing that says, like, shutting down and updating at the same time. And I always think, has it crashed? Is it actually doing something there, or does it not know what it's doing?
It's never crashed, though.
No, no, it's not, no, no. But I agree with Darren, I think it is quite annoying.
I'm with you,
Darren.
I remember one time as well, where I was writing, and I was typing away, and I thought, no, I've got a bit of writer's block here, I'm going to go down, make myself a cup of coffee.
And a pepperoni pizza.
A pepperoni pizza. Made a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Went back up, and for some reason, it shut down and it was updating. Yeah. I don't know why it did it.
You would have had a reminder at the bottom right hand corner.
I probably did, but I was too invested in my work to actually notice it.
What you're going to tell us is you lost all the data because you didn't save it as well, aren't you?
No, actually, I didn't lose it.
Oh, that's all right.
Even though I didn't save it, it just came back
recovered
up on
it. Yeah. I'm not with you, actually. I've changed my mind. No, I think they're very important. I can understand how they're annoying, but I think the bigger problem with Darren is he never does it. So when it does update, it's a massive update.
Yeah.
Whereas if you keep on top
of it, yeah, I get updated,
doesn't take that long.
It just updates itself.
That is a canceller, and I'll do it tomorrow.
Postpone.
Okay, postpone. Tomorrow. Tomorrow's a better day, computer. Please. Tomorrow.
I've been clicking the postpone for the critical Windows security update. Four-hour postponing session for about 9 days.
I do agree with Darren, though. They are quite annoying. And what annoys me even more, I mean, this is another conspiracy theory, maybe, but there are certain updates that I think slow your software down. Or slow your hardware down. Like my phone, when you get the latest update, it is considerably slower. So part of me thinks, are they doing it so that you phase out of that phone and buy the latest one? So some of them are quite sinister, the updates, I believe. That could be another Phil's fear, is there?
I think that's a good theory. I actually with him on that. It could be true.
Well, anything could be true, Darren.
Well, yeah. I'm not going to say it is true, because obviously I don't know, do I?
It could be true that I've got an X-Wing in my back garden, but it's not true.
I know that's not true.
Well, you don't know.
Not because X-Wings don't exist.
How do you know?
I'm true. I can see a back garden.
No, you can't. That's a wall behind you.
I know that's a wall behind me, but when it walked in, I could see your back garden. Behind the garage. An X-Wing's way too big to hide behind your garage.
No, it's not.
So, Darren, it's not going in. Software update.
You need your software update.
Screw your bath then.
Nor is toilet paper with glue in it. You're going to go back tonight. And you're going to really need to go to number two. And you're going to
already have my number two for the day.
Oh, have you? Is that for the day? Yeah.
You could have a little... You have multiple number twos per day.
Yeah, you could have like unplanned episodes.
You need to change diet then.
Why can you not eat pie, microwave, pizza and chips?
Exactly. I'm actually trying to eat healthy now.
Chicken and mushroom.
Yeah. Right. About vitamin tablets.
You said this.
Multivitamin or vitamin D3. Vitamin D3 is very important for you, Darren, because you never go outside.
Yeah.
I go outside quite a bit.
You need sunshine for D.
I'm just pale because I'm ginger.
No, you're pale because you never go outside and you're always inside. The only times you go outside is when you're walking from your door to your car to get to work, then from your car to work.
I'm going for a walk.
When you do, you go, the light.
Start sparkling like Edward Cullen. Are you Team Edward or Team Jacob?
Team Edward.
I think I'm Team Jacob. I'd rather be one of the werewolf gang.
Oh, I thought we were going with these best looking.
Alright, no.
Alright.
Although I think I'd still go for Team Jacob.
Would you?
Yeah.
Next, we see what's in Phil's head in Phil's Theories.
Ooh. I've got a movie related one this week.
Alright.
Go on.
Have you ever watched the film Devil, where they're in the lift?
Yes.
Okay. Picture this. In an elevator, if it fell... And I jumped at the right moment.
I know where this is going.
I think it's a jump theory, isn't it?
It's the jump theory. Why can't you just jump just before it hits the floor? And you'll survive.
The roof crushes in.
No, but that's what I'm saying. It's impenetrable, so that's not going to happen.
You still have your own inertia going down with it, though.
I genuinely think they should try this and see, because I really think if you jumped at that precise moment...
Well, that's going to get the volunteers for this.
Number one, there's no volunteers. Number two, there's no such thing as an impenetrable elevator.
Okay, well, let's just say it's a normal elevator. It's built pretty strong of steel, because they've got to be quite durable, aren't they? And you just jumped at the right time.
It would crumple together.
It's made of steel, so it doesn't really crumple that much. And you land safely.
Cars are made of steel. Yeah, they crumple. I'm sure there's some science behind this, but I don't know it. I'd have to look it up, but I'd be very surprised if it was anything reliable.
There's a reason why I'm smiling about this.
What?
Because when we went to Alton Towers,
oh, yeah.
I was on one of those cable cars, and there was a woman in front of us who was terrified of heights. She was like,
"Yeah, why was she on it then?"
I don't know. I didn't ask her.
So, okay.
But you would explain in this theory what would happen when this cable car fell.
Oh, falls. Yeah.
So she was getting more panicky. But just listening to you explain.
That's it. Perfect. The Alton Towers. The Alton Towers cable cars, if they were to fall.
You wouldn't be able to jump inside one of them. It's not tall enough.
They are quite tall. You're not touching the ceiling. You only need, I'm talking only like half a meter jump. You could even tuck your knees up.
But it would crush together. So the top would come down and hit you in the head as you're jumping off. Well,
forget the top down, but then. Right. Just forget the top down.
Just ignore all the facts. What about my theory?
It's the floor.
You still get the force of it actually falling down. So you're falling with it.
Yeah.
So it's not just the elevator what's falling.
Yeah,
you're
both falling.
As well.
But your feet are still firmly on that ground in the elevator.
It doesn't matter, does it?
I just reckon, like, in movies, they get it wrong when it falls and it's due to hit the floor. Just jump. Sorted.
Right, well, we'll set it up then for you.
Set it up?
Yeah. I'll cut the cord in the elevator and we'll see
if it's to nibble the cord.
We heard about that one.
Wheels your skulls flat, so you can get in on the top floor.
There's a lift, isn't there?
I would imagine so, as it's a big high-rise building.
I know, but it's Wigan, though, isn't it? It might be like a little pulley thing.
Wigan's
not
that
more dangerous than a regular elevator.
Yes. I thought they'd just be stairs, like, touch it, walk.
What about people who are disabled?
Don't go in a flat. Get a bungalow.
Do you know how they came up with the word bungalow?
No.
So they were building a house, right?
Okay.
And they ran out of bricks.
Okay.
And they were building it. So the site manager said, just bungalow roof on it.
It's
quite good though, isn't it?
We'll set it up, listeners. We'll get Phil in Skull's flat. So I'll cut the cord. And if he's dead and he doesn't appear next week, you'll know I was right. And if he's here, then he was right.
I probably should put that on YouTube as well.
Video,
yeah.
It'd be screaming. Oh, I suppose you could just keep jumping, couldn't you? Jump, 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 jump. You got like a 50% chance of being in the
50% chance. Loads.
I'm thinking about 10% chance.
On and off. It's like floor and air. Floor, 50-50.
Not 50-50. Phil, the master of statistics.
Yeah. I don't buy this theory.
So that's my theory for this week. To our viewers, I want you to really think, and most of them will go, you know what, he's right again.
I really want to put a very strong disclaimer that I don't believe any of you should try this at home. It's not sound theory. There's no basis in science or fact.
Well, it's all theory.
Well, we all know that most people do have elevators in their house.
Yeah.
I mean, why are you using the American word for a lift?
Elevator.
Can we say an elevator?
I don't know.
Trying to be saying.
I just...
Well, doesn't matter, I suppose.
Traitor.
Alright, I'm going to mix it up today on our quiz. It's about giving you some facts and stuff and things like that. I'm going to do a movie quote. And you have to guess what film this movie quote's at. I think this is going to be really hard for you because you've got bad taste in movies and you hardly watch any movies at all.
Okay.
But let's go for it. This one, I've actually not seen the film, I just know the quote.
Shocking.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Is it Die Hard, They Live, True Lies, or Rocky, Phil?
I think it's True Lies.
Ryan?
Rocky.
You're both wrong.
Oh, it's Die Hard, isn't it?
Nope.
Oh, right.
It's They Live.
They Live? Never seen that one.
Yeah, no, I've not seen that.
It's might be nil-nil.
Might be nil-nil all the way. I might steal it on the last question.
Next one.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Is it Devil's Advocate, End of Days, Usual Suspects, or Heat? Ryan.
Usual Suspects.
I actually think it's Devil's Advocate.
Ryan is right.
Oh.
Usual Suspects, Kaiser Soze says it, doesn't it?
I know, I just thought...
You love that film.
I can see it at the end. Does it cut at the end and it goes black?
Yeah.
Between those two films, the most recent film I've watched was Devil's Advocate and it just seemed really fresh in my mind. Damn.
This is one that actually made me laugh when I heard it in the film.
Sticking feathers up your butt does not make you a chicken.
Phil. Is it Chicken Run, The Matrix, Trainspotting, or Fight Club?
I don't think Chicken Run would say ass. It's a kid's film, isn't it? I think it's Fight Club.
I was going to go for Fight Club as well. I just don't know. I've not seen Fight Club either, I don't think. So. Oh, actually, maybe I have seen Fight Club, but it was a long time ago. Not recently.
It's about a club and people fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't get that. I think I'm going to go for Fight Club.
It is actually Fight Club, yeah. Tyler Durden says it.
Right. 2-1.
That's Brad Pitt, that, isn't it?
That is Brad Pitt, yeah. I don't know if I should put this one on, but it's not swearing, but it's a bit rude.
It looks to me like the best part of you ran down the crack of your mama's ass and ended up as a brown stain on the mattress.
Is it Full Metal Jacket, Apocalypse Now, Good Morning Vietnam, or Platoon?
No, go for Platoon.
I think it's Good Morning Vietnam.
You're both wrong. Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, I was going to say that as well at first and then I changed it. Damn.
Next one.
It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
Is it Saw, Seven, Silence of the Lambs, or Hostel?
Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, that was an easy one, that, wasn't it? Next one.
You're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
Do you know it?
I'll know it when you read them out.
Go on.
Is it Ocean's 11, The Bank Job, The Italian Job, or Inside Man?
I think the answer will be The Italian Job.
I'm going to go with Italian Job as well.
You're both right. Next one.
I've been frozen for 30 years. I've got to see if my bits and pieces are still working.
No. It's easy to run this. We don't need multiple choice for this. It's Austin Powers. I don't know which one it is, though.
The first one.
Is it the first? Yeah. Okay.
The one where he's been frozen?
Yeah, the one where he's been frozen for 13 years. And you see his bits and pieces are still working.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Next one.
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
I know this one.
Is it?
Probably not.
Is it Batman 1989? Devil's Double, Dirty Dancing, or Pulp Fiction?
I don't know, Pulp Fiction.
I'm going to go with Batman.
Feels right, it's Batman.
5-0. Cha-ching!
It's a little suffing Joker always says before he kills someone. Next one.
Say hello to my little friend!
Is it The Godfather, Dick Tracy, Scarface, or The Goodfellas?
Scarface.
Scarface.
Yeah, we both got that one. Last question.
The way is shut. It was made by those who are dead. And the dead keep it.
Is it Evil Dead, Resident Evil, Lord of the Rings Return of the King, or Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith?
I've no idea.
I'm
just going to go for Lord of the Rings because I know Darren likes Lord of the Rings.
I don't like Lord of the Rings.
I don't actually know it, but sway me towards Evil Dead. I'm going to say Evil Dead.
You're wrong, and mine's right.
Oh, is it?
You should know me.
One second. Is it when they're going up where the seven dudes live? Is it that bit? You know, they got to go up that big staircase with Gollum.
No, it's not that. It's the bit where Gimli, Aragorn, and Legolas is going to visit those ghosts, green ghosts, and the arch across it says that, and it's in another language that Legolas can read, and he reads it.
Elvish.
It's not in Elvish, it's in another language.
Elven.
Can't remember what language it's in. That's the end of the podcast. Lights are going up, the credits have rolled, curtains going down.
People are throwing popcorn everywhere because can't eat it all.
That's true.
Darren's coming in with his shovel.
Shovel? What are you digging a hole? Okay. All there is to say is goodbye and thank you to our listeners.
We'll be back next week with Ryan as our host. We don't know what topic he's doing, though, Darren.
It's a surprise.
And it sounds like Phil's very constipated, then.
Yeah.
He's going to go taller.
I am a bit constipated. I should have gone before I came, but I thought we're going to be late, but obviously I was wrong.
Obviously you were wrong.
Yeah.
Obviously
you
were early.
Peace. Yeah. Ciao, amigo.
Bye.
Bye. Vida sen.
See ya.
Adios.
Doodles.